Michael is always welcome along to the airwaves of Highland.
No problem, Oisin. Good to chat.
Well, Michael, it's well documented over the last couple of days, and in particular today with Rory Geller responding to allegations of domestic abuse by his ex-wife. We cannot discuss that. We cannot talk about it, obviously, for legal reasons. That is going down the legal route. We have to talk about football and an Ulster final, which is coming up this weekend. Derry ticking on Armagh, but what has happened and what has developed over the last couple of days, it in no way helps the preparation of the Derry camp ahead of an Ulster final as they try to defend their title.
Far from ideal preparation. When you look at last year's Ulster final, how much concentration and focus played a part in the one. So, and I suppose from a Derry point of view, it's all about backing up the Ulster title and doing what the men of 76 did, but and it's getting back up where the likes of Monaghan, Donegal, Tyrone have been regularly at Ulster finals, and it's about Derry being at that level. But as you already said, that's for another day, those discussions. But for now, the players are just going to have to get focused and, you know, get their eyes on Clonus, and it's as simple as that, and they'll just have to move on for now.
Is this going to be a harder Ulster title to win than the one they won last year against Donegal, Michael?
I don't know. Last year's Ulster, like when you take in the fact that they beat Tyrone, Monaghan and Donegal, I don't think they'll ever be a tougher Ulster to win. But I think the big thing, I've said it all week to different people, I think the thing that Derry have to do come Sunday is they're going to have a greater need and a greater desire than Armagh have, because Armagh are coming absolutely ravenous. They haven't been in a final, which is actually quite surprising, since 2008. I think it's not until you see that statistic that you believe it. So Armagh are going to be coming with what Derry had last year, and I've said it to say, if Derry don't match that, they're going to be playing catch-up, but that's the massive thing that they're going to have to do. They're going to have that again.
What about the evolution of Derry football over the last 12 months? Because we've seen last year how ultra-defensive the last couple of years they have been. Donegal were similar like that in 2011 and then brought this ferocity and offensive football into their style of play. Derry have implemented that to a certain level as well. Can you see similarities of what Donegal was at over 10 years ago and where Derry are at now, Michael?
I have to. I think a lot of teams, that maybe ultra defence is maybe the wrong word there. I think it's the fact that a lot of teams are playing that same way, but Derry were excellent at it. They were getting bodies back. I do see the evolution. Like when I think back to 2012, I always remember the day that Donegal beat Cavan down in Breffni Park. And Frank McGlynn was running up and down the lane in front of me like a madman, and he was so important to Donegal. But when you look at Derry now, you're looking at Conor McCluskey in that same mould, Ethan Doherty, Paul Casty, and then Alan Brenton Rogers, who's now playing out there as well, and Paddy McGrogan, Owen McAvoy, well able to get forward. So there definitely is an evolution there. I think one of the biggest things they have going from this year is when they are attacking, they're attacking with width, the same as last year, making the pitch as big as possible. And that's leaving the middle open for Rogers. Rogers is going up through the middle, and I think the fact that Brenton Rogers, like, he had an immense game that last year in Clonus, like he was the winner of the game, Conor Glass as well, but probably more so Brenton Rogers, and now he's a permanent fixture at midfield. And when James McCarthy tagged him that day in Croke Park, in the league final this year, I think it's no coincidence that Derry struggled.
Yeah, so it just shows how important those two players have become for Rory Gallagher's side. But then you add in the likes of Owen McAvoy, who's now become a fixture as well. Potter Cassidy's back. Kieran McFaul is back. More options there as well.
There certainly is. The disappointing side of it is that Emmett Bradley is not back. He got married after Glenn's extended campaign, so it's definitely a huge loss. I would love to see him back, but he's not. But there's a bit more strength there than last year, and McFaul is obviously back. He has only played 10 or so minutes against Monaghan, and that's the first minutes he's played since the Meath League game, which was probably about 12 months before that. So there's maybe a bit of debate here in the county. Does McFaul start or does he not? My gut feeling is he doesn't start, because whenever there's maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes to go in Clonus and you need a bit of a boost, you know, somebody that will score. McFaul would do that. And if Armagh decide to hold Stephen Campbell in reserve like they did the last day, you know, they're maybe looking to bring him on for a point or two to when the game's open. So I think that Derry might do something similar with McFaul.
Yep. Derry's been here before, obviously they are the champions, but it's been a long time since Armagh have been to an Ulster final, 2008, and on that occasion they needed a replay to beat Fermanagh. So who's all the pressure on going into this game on Sunday?
I think there's maybe more pressure in Armagh in the fact that, you know, they really need success. Maybe a wee bit like Derry last year, Oisín, where I suppose Donegal have been regular visitors to Ulster Final Day and have a good success rate, whereas Derry last year were ravenous for it. I think, you know, I know Geezer's been in charge for 9 years, and, you know, you talk about progress, but there's only really progress whenever you actually get there. And I think they really need, they need to win this Ulster Final. And I think that's why, go back to my point, Derry need to meet that need head on.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's no pressure in Derry, because there certainly is. Like, they're the reigning champions, and if they were to lose, it would be an awful setback. But I think, as you know yourself, the way this new look at championship, well, it's the first year of it, so we don't know what way it's going to pan out. But, you know, it's not the end of the line for teams. But, you know, sooner or later, Armagh are going to have to get their hands on silverware, and you know, they're obviously going to look at Sunday as a massive opportunity for that.
Yeah. Can they put it up to Derry, given the fact that they haven't really been tested in the championship? They've beaten three Division 3 sides. They've been relegated in Division 1. Whereas if you compare that hunger that Derry showed last year, Derry came through, if I'm right, against big games, beaten Division 1 sides, and then they met Donegal. And that's how we're comparing them, Michael. So can Armagh get up to that level that will be required to beat a side now who are seen as possibly top four in the country?
I think they definitely can, because, as I say, you know, hunger is a great sauce. You haven't won anything, you have to come with everything. And I remember watching Galway and Armagh last year and actually hoping Armagh didn't win, because I thought Armagh would actually pose Derry more problems than Galway did. How wrong was it in the end up? But I remember watching that game, and now here Armagh are an Ulster final day. They've obviously got a wide range of scorers up front. You know, Conor Turbitt has been very, very impressive for them in the championship, albeit he was quiet the last day. But he has, you know, Rian O'Neill is now back, and they've Andrew Murnin there. Andrew Murnin, probably for me, Oisín, has been their best player all year. I've watched a bit of their, I was at the Down game and saw him up close, and I watched a couple of games on, just when I was doing a bit of research, and like, he's a massive player for them, and like, they have to. There's no two ways about it. There's going to be an unbelievable test for Derry. But I suppose it goes back to goals. Like, if you remember the game they beat Donegal in last year, like, Rian O'Neill had the ball pumped forward within the first few seconds, and Rory Grogan had the ball in the back of the net. Even the 2000 final against Derry, John McEntee hammered the ball in, and Stevie McDonald had the ball over in the bar within 13 seconds at that exact same end. And I think the first five attacks they had against Down, four of them were long balls, so that's the route they're going to go down. I don't think they should go down it too much, because if you start giving Derry the ball, and Ethan Doherty and Paul Casty and Rodgers and these boys start counter-attacking, they don't give it away. Rarely give it away. So, but I think, you know, Armagh probably have to find that balance. And maybe look at what Monaghan did with Carlo Connell. Like, Carlo Connell's pace through the middle of that defence, like he just cut Derry open, you know, which would maybe be as much of a concern for Derry as the high balls would be, Oisín, to be honest.
Yeah. Just finally then, Michael, can Derry get up to the level that's going to be required to win another Ulster title with everything that's going off at the minute, going on at the minute, including what's going on off the pitch? It's a tough few days for Derry GAA. Can that group of players find the level that's needed to defend the Anglo-Celt Cup?
That probably is the biggest test. because even without anything that's going on off the pitch, you know, I did say that that's what they needed. I think they will. I think the players have to find that. They have to just regroup and go at it. And I just think that, I think Derry is well placed in the way they're playing, the way they're set up, and I think they've the players to win the game. But if they don't come with that same pep in their step, they're going to be playing catch up. But hopefully I'm not proved wrong, but I think they will get up to that level, and I think they will get the job done. But if I thought last year's final was Rosie Beach's job along the line and praying and hoping, I think Sunday is going to be exactly the same. And I think when you look at the probably both sets of fans, like Armagh or like the Mayo, they come from everywhere, you know, to follow their team, and Derry are obviously starting to go down that route as well. So it's going to be, there's going to be an unbelievable buzz at Clonus for that. And I think I suppose it goes back to the debate, should they have taken it to Croke Park maybe and got more people in, but I suppose that's another debate. But no, I think Derry, if they can find that team hungry that Armagh are going to have, I think Derry will come through.
Yeah, you've done enough debating for today, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Not a bother, Ashton. Thank you.